Perek Yud, the 10th chapter of Tehillim, in the second pasuk says, "Begavas Rasha Yidlok Ani," that in the arrogance of the Rasha, of the wicked, they hound, they chase after the Ani, the poor person, the one who is in a state of despair. Itofsu b'mizimo zu chashavu. And what we're davening for, what David HaMelech is davening for, is that the Rasha is caught in his own plan that he devised against the person that he is chasing after. Itofsu b'mizima zu chashavu, that which he schemed, that which he came up with, that should come back against him, and he should be ensnared by his own trap. Of course, what this brings to mind immediately, what this reminds us of, is the Purim story, v'nahafochu, that the plans that were planned and conceived to be against the Jews, those were the very plans that came back and destroyed those that were chasing us. Haman was hung on the gallows that he himself had made for Mordechai. And of course, right now, to think of the Yeshua of Purim brings hope and brings tefillah to our hearts, to our lips, to daven, that we should have a Yeshua in a moment, v'nahafochu, just like the Purim story. And we know that will, Amir Tzashem, happen. And we're waiting for that to happen. We're davening for that to happen. But I was thinking, what is this whole idea of v'nahafochu? That by Purim, we talk a lot about this. And in this parak of Tehillim, that's what we're davening for. Why specifically v'nahafochu? That the plan that the Rasha had should be the way that he himself falls down. Why does that have to be? Why can't it just be that the Rasha is destroyed by some other means? Who cares? As long as the Rasha is destroyed, so who cares if it's by his own means? Who cares if Haman was hung on the gallows he made for Mordechai or on something else? Who cares how he died? Let's say he was killed in some other way. What does it matter to us? As long as the threat is averted and the threat is eliminated, what does it matter? I was thinking that maybe the idea of v'nahafochu is that when v'nahafochu shows is that a Rasha, actually, no one can ever actually raise a finger against Klal Yisrael. Unless it's what Hashem's plans are for whatever reason. But no one on their own can ever raise a finger against Klal Yisrael. And even when it looks like someone is doing something that's going to go against Klal Yisrael, the only reason they're even able to get to that point, the only reason that Haman was able to develop and begin to manifest and actualize the plan of how to destroy the Jewish people or how to kill Mordechai was not because there was ever any chance that that could happen. It was only because that was him developing the very means that would be his own downfall. The fact that we have in Ahafochu that the very item, the very plan that was being developed and being actualized to go against us, but ends up going against the enemy, what that shows is that the plan itself could never have been created, that the item, the object, the mechanism of destruction could never have actually come into existence as an object of destruction against the Jewish people. The only reason it was able to come into existence was because its ultimate use was actually against the Rishayim. And so what we're davening is that we see that v'nahafochu very, very soon, is that we see that v'nahafochu very clearly in our days with as little pain or no pain against any other Jews, and that we have that complete awareness and emunah that anything that seems to be going against us is really only for the downfall of our enemy themselves. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.